wise man, and this includes you, ladies, a wise man or woman will hear and increase in learning. Now, God, that's how God values wisdom. He will hear and he will increase in learning. A man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. Now, that wise counsel is not going to the world around you. That's going to the elders and the church where you are learning about God. So, see, your whole circle of friends when you become born again is going to change. It really is, Darren. There was a season, and boy, that season is over with, and now we're going to acquire friends that are going to give us wise counsel and not deadly counsel. Fools despise wisdom and instruction, and that's in that same verse. But a wise man will hear and increase in learning. Now, Solomon wrote in Proverbs 1, 11 through 14, now these people are going to come to you, especially when you're first born again, and say, oh, come with us. Let's have some fun. Let's go get a couple of beers. My son, says Solomon, do not walk with them. Do not associate with them, for their feet run to evil, and it shortens your life. Did you hear that? When you carouse with the world, it shortens your life. It really does. It saps you of energy and vitality, and it shortens your life. And Darren, that is, I have seen people who have called themselves Christians that have stayed out in the world, and they have grown old in the world.
Well, one time I was at a speaking engagement several hundred miles from home, and a man that I knew from back home showed up at my meeting, and I liked the guy. So we went to a restaurant after the meeting, and he did his best. He did his best to get me to drink with him. Mm. Now, for me, it wasn't even a temptation to do that, but it was amazing to me how he wanted me to compromise and come down to his level, and yet he called himself a Christian. You know, he'd hold out for that.
Well,
but
he wanted some agreement in drinking.
Exactly. Yeah, he wanted me to go out and to participate. I have to tell you that this man compromised so much he died before his time, a very tragic death.
Wow.
And I believe that's because he hung out there with the wrong crowd. He didn't get born again and stop doing the things of the world. He wanted to have one foot over there in the world and another foot in the church house, and folks, that won't work.
You can't serve God and the world. You just can't. So when we keep God's commandments, not only do we add years to our lives, we really do, but healing comes to our bodies and sound sleep we will have at night. Darren, that is so important to me, that I have sound sleep at night, that I get a good rest so that the next day I can do my full work day and my potential. And, in Proverbs 3, 2 through, in that, I'll have to find that. I have Proverbs 3, 2 through 24, and I know it's not that. He tells us to remember that a good name is rather to be treasured or desired than fine gold. I've got to find the exact verse here. Proverbs 3.
See, now tell me why you think you can find that scripture, Barbara. Tell us about your underlining. No, I'm serious. I really want to know.
It really helps because I've got important scriptures. I've got things like wisdom, kindness, truth, favor, all circled. And so I think it's...
Yeah, but not only that, tell us about your color coding. I think this is a great way to study the Word.
Well, I do get a four-color pen, and I wasn't going to talk about this
teaching. No, but since you mentioned it, tell us.
Especially like in a book of Proverbs where you've got so many different outlooks and so many different teachings and significant scriptures you want to save, like Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run into it and they are safe. And so in the book of Proverbs, mainly I use my blue pen because this is a letter of Solomon to the church. And then when God is speaking, I use red. I always use red when Jesus is speaking or God is speaking. His words are in red. And then if, like, a man speaks, like we were just talking about in Proverbs 1:11, come with us, let us have fun, let's get a couple of beers. I underline all that men say in green. So if I'm looking for something that men said, I look for green. If I'm trying to find something that God says, then I look for the red that I've underlined. And Darren, that really has saved me a lot of time. It really has.
Okay, now with your underlining, have you found that scripture yet?
No, I haven't. But I know a good name is rather to be treasured than fine gold. So we'll find
and
that.
And I also applaud, because that is scripture, a good name. Now, can you look in the back of your Bible for the word name and pick it up
here,
that way?
It's in Proverbs. I'm sorry. It was in Proverbs 22:1 instead of Proverbs 3:2. I'm sorry. That was really a typo. But Proverbs 22:1, a good name is rather to be treasured than fine gold. Favor is better than silver and gold. Here's that word favor again. So we know that a good name is rather to be treasured or desired than fine gold.
Now, why did you finally find, did you have that underlined?
No, but I knew it was at the beginning of a chapter in Proverbs.
All right.
And see, that's what underlining does after a while, Darren. Your mind begins to focus on, well, was that on the right-hand side or the left-hand side? And you can almost actually see the words and the underlining.
See where it is on the page?
Yes, on the page.
Yeah, I have that over here. I know that there's a scripture at the very end of a chapter.
Yes.
And I know when I get over there, I can find it.
Yes. Now, here in Proverbs 4:26, we see God saying through Solomon, watch the path of your feet, and all your ways will be established. Now, see, it's where your feet take you. And don't tell me the devil made me do it. You know, because your mind is going to tell you now, shall I go for a couple beers with the gang after work today? Your feet are going to lead you either astray or going to lead you in the right way.
Okay, now just in this last week, I've heard guys come into coffee shops and restaurants, and they're very cavalier when they say this. The end is near. Now, I don't know if there's a popular movie on right now, but I've heard that in two or three different circumstances in the last 7 days.
Wow.
You guys come in and they think it's really funny. The end is near.
Well, maybe now, it was the NBA tournaments or something.
Well, it could be, yeah. But, you know, sometimes I think it's eat, drink.
And be merry.
And be merry. For tomorrow we all die.
Boy, is that prophetic.
You know, we need to be real careful that we don't give in to that cavalier spirit and say, yeah, man, I'm going to be one of the crowd. You know, I'm going to go along with this thing. Yeah, eat, drink, and be merry. I mean, pig out, do your thing, have another beer, you know, have another cocktail. After all, we're just about the end. We won't get to have any fun after the end comes.
Yes, I like what you say, Darren, so many times that we have in the teachings we've done before when we're talking about sin. You've said we can choose our sin, but we can't choose our consequence.
Right.
And that is so true. And I'm talking...
And not only that, the length of the consequences.
Sometimes they're
not over.
Oh.
You know, it might have been a one-night stand, and you may pay for that for the rest of your life.
Absolutely, you may. Oh, Darren,
and
we've seen it over
right
and over again.
Down talking real
and
straight to
I'll
you
I'll tell
today.
You, moms and dads, you have a home there. And if you have, and I know this is getting so close and personal, and you have an adult child in that home, and that adult child is doing whatever he pleases. He's watching pornography. He's taken dope, and that includes marijuana. He doesn't have to be on cocaine. Marijuana is dope. And he's also cursing and bringing that spirit into your home. You have got to do something about it. You've got to, you know, I think of Joshua 26, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And you've got to draw that line or you're going to be sucked in. You are responsible. You own that home. That is your territory there, dominion there.
Okay, now another word for dominion is domicile. That's a legal term for your house.
For your house, yes.
But I need to say this, Barbara, when we do that, God holds us accountable for what we allow to go on our turf.
Yes.
Now, your home is your home, and it should be a place of peace and quiet, and I mean, it's your house. That's where you live. That's where you sleep. That's where you eat. That's where you congregate. But if that son or that daughter, if they don't want to go by the rules of the house, they're out of there.
Well,
you say, well, where would they go? That's up to them to figure it out.
Well, and I've also heard moms, and especially widows, say, but he helps me with the rent. He helps me with the bills. If you will be loyal to the Lord, and if you will not allow this evil to continue in your home, God will take care of you, but you have got to close the door to one before God opens the door to the other.
But you know, Barbara, if the parent would have maintained a godly lifestyle and expectation, that child would know, even that adult child, would know they can't go home and get away with that, because mom or dad would never allow that.
Well, but even if they haven't done